Hello everyone, welcome to yet another episode of the Smashy Business Show. Today is Tuesday, 26th of November, 2024. The month is nearing an end and we are going into the last month of the year. It's going to be eventful. That's the best I can
for
say.
For sure, yeah, for sure.
There's going to be 1 million things. And today I have with me Farah Bashir. How are you, Farah?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, Majid. Too. How was your weekend and what's your plan for the week?
Well, actually, my weekend was good. However, next week I am going to be on taking a break.
Oh, yeah. Also, yeah. We have a long weekend coming.
Yeah, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Private companies, public companies, all have been given 2 days off of the national UAE National Day.
They're turning 53 as well this year.
Yeah, they're turning 53. I mean, so yeah, it's a great sign. The country in only 50 years has done what like other countries have taken at least centuries to do.
That's the development.
And I think out of the 53, the last 20 years have been the most significant.
I agree with you.
We literally saw Dubai, Abu Dhabi, Sharjah even, every emirate change like this.
I agree with you.
And the Saudi vision obviously was there. It came and it rocked the world. So yeah, let's talk about the main stories for today. First of all, Bitcoin Mina is taking place on December 9th and 10th at the ADNEC Center in Abu Dhabi. It is set to spotlight the transformative impact of cryptocurrency on the UAE's financial landscape and the everyday lives of its people. The event will explore how blockchain technology and Bitcoin adoption could enhance financial inclusion, offering unbanked individuals access to secure and efficient digital transactions. Key discussions in this event will delve into how the UAE's progressive regulations and strategic positioning as a global financial hub will attract blockchain innovation, creating investment opportunities and fostering economic growth. Experts will highlight potential cost savings in cross-border remittances. Experts like Eric Trump, the son of Donald Trump, the new president-elect, they'll be there. So that's a critical area for expatriate workers. Additionally, the event will educate attendees. If you're going there, go to Abu Dhabi, and the attendees will see how digital assets might provide a hedge against inflation, empowering individuals to diversify their savings. So Bitcoin Mina is a not-to-miss event this December. Do go on their website and search for them on Google. Go to their website and you can always register for that event.
Cryptocurrency has really been marking itself, we say, in the financial world. People are actually holding on transactions with Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, and we see that often. And even some companies are paying their
salaries and everything
with Bitcoin, which just like maybe marks the idea or the fact that Bitcoin is very important. And if you invested in Bitcoin before, I'm jealous of you.
I'm also jealous of you. And even like 4 months ago, it was around 38,000. It saw a big slump. But now it's nearing 100K. Yes. I've been looking at it since Friday, trying to get it, like push it to 100 so we can do a story on it. Because that's the threshold that if they cross that, the next mark will be 200,000. So yeah, big things happening in the crypto world. If you need any updates on the crypto world, we have a Smashy Crypto account on social media, Instagram. You can follow that for everyday happenings. We're trying to ramp up our stories on that. So yeah, go follow Smashy Crypto as well. Coming back to Smashy Business, one of the biggest stories that came out yesterday was UAE ranks in top five of global ecosystems. There's a Stanford report which highlights, the Stanford report was done by its Institute for Human-Centered Artificial Intelligence, in short, HAI. They did the report and they said that UAE is fifth in the world, not even in like Middle East or everywhere, in the world in terms of AI ecosystem. So there was a lot of categories that they had, and they ranked the countries in all those categories, and whichever came on top in all those categories was the top. Obviously, the first number was taken by US because it's a hub. Silicon Valley is one of the biggest tech hubs in the world. So that is why US was at the top ranking. Interestingly, China was second. And then UAE was fifth, India and another country, UK, were third and fourth. So, yeah. Big now, news coming out.
Looking now, you just said like, you know, like USA and China, yeah. right? But I know for sure that the UAE is going to be in competition because the UAE strives to be the first in everything. So in light of that, as I said, these rankings, of course, affirm the UAE's ambition vision to make AI cornerstone of its economic and social development, which is actually working. Yeah. Like we see all the time how UAE is putting a lot of money into AI and implementing AI. And like earlier, we talked about Bitcoin. And they really want to up their game. And they really want to be the first. And as well, it shows success in shaping a business-friendly, forward-thinking AI environment.
Yeah.
Because right now, I mean, what I love about the UAE, I'm talking about the UAE as if it's a person. That's kind of like odd. But what I love about the UAE is that it sees a strength that is going to be serving it. Yeah. And then they take it and feed it. Right, and they know that AI is even going to get them to the top because it's going to be the future.
Yeah. Talking about AI, you can't, if you're talking about UAE and AI, you can never miss G42. It's like the biggest powerhouse right now in AI. Mm-hmm. G42 is one company. It has multiple branches. There's Core 42. There's a whole list. You go and Google G42. G42 itself is a product of Sovereign Wealth Fund, Mubadala, and IHC, I guess. So they have invested so much into it. And there's a $100 billion fund to acquire AI startups. I remember recently we did a story about 1,000 government employees getting AI training from Microsoft. Mm. So that's, not 1,000, 100,000. Mm. So it's 100,000 government employees getting training in AI. So there's a lot of stuff happening around AI. They're not sitting back and be like, okay, whatever comes, we'll go with the flow. Yeah. They're making the flow happen.
That's true.
So yeah, sooner or later, maybe in the next 2 or 3 years, we'll see that UAE will beat China, UK, USA, China.
Of course. You know,
so they'll come on top eventually.
There's
but
no doubt.
Yeah,
that,
in this sure. Some categories, they were in the top two. So they were second in diversity. So the AI ecosystem, mm-hmm. they have a lot of diverse people. That's one of the strengths of UAE. It's always been. Any industry, anything.
We talked about it this morning as well on the Love Dubai show, is that, you know, like, for example, because of how diverse the country is, people celebrate all other occasions, like Christmas, Eid, Diwali, Ramadan, right? And everything's like, you know what? So what? We can celebrate it, even if they do not do it religiously, but they do it too, maybe for the act of tolerance.
Yeah, the festivities here are crazy. There's nothing like UAE because every event that we see, it's celebrated in some part of the country or the city, Dubai or Abu Dhabi. So it's great for diversity. So that is why they ranked second in even the AI ecosystem that they've created. And they have a lot of diverse people working on AI. Third in education across the globe. It's a big achievement. They were behind US and China only. So they beat India, which is like right now the hub for technical innovation. Bangalore, their city, is like the technical center of the world at this moment, but we beat them. So education wise we're doing well. The AI programs, one of the interns that we had here, Neola, she was studying AI in Harriet Ward. So there's a lot of programs, teachers are coming from foreign universities and they're preferring to teach here. So that's nice to see. And they were fifth in economy and infrastructure. So economy-wise, obviously, US has very big economy. But sooner or later, UAE will beat them there as well.
No, I mean, that's like something for sure. I am 100% positive that the UAE is going to be number one.
Yeah, soon.
Soon, for sure.
Yeah, and in the Middle East region, if you talk about any other country, it's going to be Saudi Arabia who are going to give them competition. They are already doing it. They created a $100 billion fund and they're starting a project about AI, which will have data centers, trainings, education.
Yeah.
So they're catching up to UAE. So eventually these two countries will be like MENA's heroes in the AI circle.
Exactly.
So yeah, moving on from AI to transport, a very drastic shift. But again, Riyadh Metro is going to launch tomorrow, Wednesday. The first phase, the three lines, it has a six-color line. Like UAE has the red line, the green, orange, and the blue one is going to be made soon. So Riyadh Metro, which has been in planning, in construction for 10 years now, it wasn't completed. There was corruption happening. There's so much happening around it, apart from it working. But now, finally, they've decided they'll open the first phase tomorrow. So that's a good sign for the people of Riyadh and Saudi Arabia. And keep in mind, Riyadh Export 2030 will take place in Riyadh. So that's going to help a lot of people. Mm-hmm. I think at least millions of people will flow into Riyadh for the expo.
That is very important because, like, you know, like, I don't want to take Riyadh or Jeddah or Mecca like, as cities, but I want to take Saudi Arabia as a whole country. Saudi Arabia years ago used to be completely different, right? And they are changing the idea regarding a lot of things.
Everything,
right?
Literally, a lot of things. You look at Saudi Arabia right now.
You're like, well, I can go live there. However, of course, taking that change, and they want to, like, I don't want to say promote it, they want to maybe publicize it in a way, right? And of course, this will all align with their vision for 2030, for sure. And with Expo happening there, I think it's the perfect. The perfect thing to happen for Saudi Arabia. However, like as you said, this project it's not only aligned with the change, but also the 2030 vision, because as well they don't want to count on oil anymore, right? We keep on hearing that, and as well it will encourage public transport. And as well, I actually saw I read a month ago as well, and I said it on the Smashy Business Show, is that regarding the 2030 vision, it's a very important aspect for them is the environment.
Yeah.
Right? And they are caring a lot about the environment because, like, they know that the generation right now, they might be too young. They might be sometimes kind of like, ugh, a headache. However, they are going to be the leaders of the future.
Yeah.
So the leaders of the future, which are the kids right now, they are so keen and so aware of the environment. Yeah. And they know that this is how they are going to get people to, like, oh yeah, you know what, you can come to Saudi Arabia. We are cutting off all carbon emissions,
yeah,
I think,
carbon emissions,
exactly. And of course, prompting more people to use the public transportation is a huge step, because then there would not be a lot of cars, and even electric cars, right? We hear that about a lot.
I remember, I've never been to Riyadh, I've been to other cities, I've never been to Riyadh, but Richard was here like 2 or 3 weeks back. He went to Riyadh recently, like a month ago, and he was telling me that the traffic is crazy there. Because they're building so much everywhere that the traffic has gone haywire. So this starting, like, it will take a lot of people away from the roads towards the metro. And the second phase, like the other three lines, the six lines, I saw the colors somewhere. The six lines, wait, I'll have to open it. Yeah, it's here. So it has six color-coded lines, blue, red, orange, yellow, green, and purple. And all these lines will become functional, all of them, by the end of this year or the start of next year. So January 2025, you'll see all six lines working. So that's a good idea that is happening. Again, it's the world's longest unmanned train, electric train and everything. So it's the world's longest. So obviously it took time to build. But like Jeddah Tower, we also saw Jeddah Tower was stopped in the middle. Now the construction has restarted. So they have ambitious plans, but they're facing a lot of roadblocks, I guess. But the good thing is that they're coming back from them.
They are. Yeah, that's
and
true.
It's the idea of UAE. UAE also, I think the best thing I can say, I won't say that Saudi Arabia is literally copying UAE, but Saudi Arabia has a very good learning curve. They look at UAE as an example of projects. So they build Burj Khalifa. They're trying to build Jeddah Tower. They already have a metro. They are trying to build a metro. And whenever they face a roadblock, they pick up the case study of UAE.
That's true.
See, oh, this problem when it came to UAE, what they did, and they follow that. So it's a very good learning for Saudi Arabia that they're not like just trying themselves. They're taking examples from here and there and then implementing those. So
exactly.
It's a very good sign that, again, both countries are helping each other.
Exactly. You know, like, and I think, as we said earlier, I remember on the show, it's like, it's healthy competition, right? It's like you see your opponent that may be doing a bit better than you, and you're like, fine, what are they doing that I can maybe do in a better way? Which is, I think, is very healthy and it's very good.
Yeah. Thank you so much for joining us today. Riyadh Metro is opening tomorrow. Apart from that, Bitcoin Mina is taking place on 9th and 10th December at EdNIC in Abu Dhabi. Go to their website and register for it. And apart from that, we also discussed a lot of other stuff. If you, if you missed anything, just go to our YouTube channel, go subscribe first. And then look at the show again if you want to know everything about it. We have a newsletter which comes out every day at 6:30 a.m. in the morning. You can subscribe to it. Go to all our socials. Go to all our socials and just take the link and just subscribe to it. Subscribe to everything which has Smashy Business on it. Apart from that, we have a lot of verticals. We're trying to start all of them. There's Smashy Lifestyle, there's Smashy, there's Smashy Entertainment, Smashy Style. Smashy Sports is our biggest one apart from business. Business is the biggest. My producer is like, no, Smashy Sports. But yeah, Smashy Sports is one of our products.
He had to.
Yeah, but Smashy Sports, we recently won an award as well. We beat a lot of big people in the region. I don't want to name them. I don't want them to feel bad. But we beat a lot of them. We won an award. And we have a Smashy Sports newsletter that goes out as well. So there's a lot happening around Smashy. But always, you should always be loyal to Smashy Business. Thank you very much. Take care. This is the Smashy Business Show, part of the Smashy Business production, part of the larger Augustus Media Podcast Network. We have 1.34 million speakers every month.
I knew that.
And if you're one of them, thank you so much for listening. Take care. Bye-bye.